That's considered an unidentified transmission when you don't give a call sign. KI4DOS said that.
Do that, Gary. N4QMV Brian here. That was my wife making a butt call.
Just wanted to let you know. tell your wife not to sit on the microphone. That would help. But didn't know who that was, but couldn't hear that much in the background, but it did key the repeater up.
She's embarrassed that I identified her.
Yeah, tell her that's okay. We've all done it at one time or another. Nothing to be embarrassed about. But, you know, we do have some morons out there that like to cause the harmful interference every once in a while. And I didn't think that was it, but, you know, that's just the way it is.
Indeed. We definitely have all been there. It's N4QNV. Have a good day, Gary.
Okay, Brian, y'all take care, and take care not to sit on the microphone if you can help it. Have a great evening, what's left of it, and maybe we'll hear you on the net here in a little while. KI4DOS, clear.
KI4DOS, KO4PXB.
KI4DOS, I'd stepped away. I was fixing to go back in the other room. How are you this afternoon?
Doing good, sir. I won't hold you up long then, so that way you can relax a little bit. I'm just mobiling on the way home.
Relaxing too much right at the moment. My wife had called me in to supper, and so I thought I'd better go in there and eat it while it was hot. What do you think?
That is very important, unless the dog chooses to take your spot and you sleep in the doghouse.
Three dogs there, Lloyd. I've got two German Shepherds in the backyard, and I fed them. And I've got a little dog on the inside, and I fed her. So all of those have been fed. But one of the German Shepherds out in the back is a puppy. And if she could get to my plate, I'm sure she would eat it.
I heard the story yesterday of the dog and the little puppy in the backyard just being and doing what puppies do, just destroying everything.
That now. Well, you know, when she jumps up and grabs a hold of a potted plant on a shepherd's hook out in the backyard, it bends the shepherd hook and then eats the pot. I don't know. She's just being a puppy.
That is definitely true. I was getting a chuckle out of it when I heard you saying that, and then also bent the shepherd's hook. And probably the end result of eating the flower pot's not going to be the greatest thing in the world.
And it's just got pieces, parts of plastic I've got to pick up out of the yard now. So, you know how that goes. You get a puppy out in the backyard and they tear everything up, then you have to go back out and clean everything back up, and then they destroy it again. But that's okay. She'll grow out of that eventually. At least I hope she does.
Certainly will. Just hopefully she doesn't start digging manholes where you fall off in those, because that's never fun.
Not yet, but she's dug up quite a few moles that have been out in the yard. And I don't know how she catches them or how they know where they're located, maybe by smell or sound or something, or maybe both. But she's dug those up. I've got holes all out in the backyard, so that's okay. I'll take care of it in the spring.
Yeah, I was watching the thing about the Alaska and the frozen planet. Like I said, the ones out there, they pretty much hear them moving underneath the ice and snow, and then the foxes that are out there, they also said they can smell them. It's like, man, that's got to be a great adaptation for in that condition.
But there again, you know, we've got to remember they're animals, they're not humans, so a bit different than ours. Lloyd, I hate to cut it short, but my wife has hollered at me again. She said my supper's getting cold, so I'm going to jump off here and run in there and meet me a bite. Hope you have a safe trip home, and good hearing you on the radio this afternoon. I'll say 73 for now, and we'll do it again another time. Hopefully we'll have more time to talk. KO4PXB, KI4DOS.